From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Ralph Curtis and the Nashville Impostors. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
It's hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. Got a little crazy, but we never got caught.
Down by the river on a Friday night, hear me the cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. Dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, hear me the cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. Dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, hear me the cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who it was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Oh, thank you so much. What a pleasure it is to be here, Red Barn Radio. Very first time for us, so thanks everybody for inviting us.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Brad Becker, we are here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 594th live concert performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are very pleased to present a program of great live music with a night of great-sounding country music stars, with Ralph Curtis and the Nashville Impostors. They are imposters because they pay tribute to some of Nashville's greatest performers. With Ralph tonight are Nathan Bowman on piano from Bardstown, Kentucky. Bob Holman on drums from Pontiac, Michigan. Tracy Tate from Danville, Kentucky. And Jonathan New, bass from Somerset, Kentucky. And as a side note, Jonathan has appeared on Red Barn Radio before with several bands and in his own performance as a singer-songwriter. We're very glad to have you back tonight. Please welcome Ralph Curtis and the Nashville Impostors to the Red Barn stage.
I still feel 25. Most of the time, I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky tonks and pretty women. Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing above the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. Well, the thing about a mirror is that a dang old mirror don't really show what's inside. It don't tell the whole truth or read between the lines, and it shows no reflection of my youth. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
Thank you so much.
Now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak with Ralph Curtis and the Nashville Impostors.
Thanks, Renee. It must be uniquely satisfying for you to do this kind of work where you play songs that sort of help people recall some really fine times in their lives, and you always must look out to the audience and see smiles on people's faces.
Yeah, I love performing other people's songs better than I do my own.
Have you done some songwriting of your own in your past? I'd love to know about your musical past and how you came to this.
I have. I'm going to perform one of my originals tonight, and it's on an album that we just released.
Is this a Nashville Impostors album?
Yes.
Okay, good. So this is the official release.
Yes.
Tonight. Great. Of Ralph Curtis and his band's new album. So that's a pretty exciting thing to have a new release here on Red Barn Radio. It's very
most of
neat.
The songs on there we'll be doing this evening.
Well, all right.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself, I can't deceive. I know it's only make believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes and my dreams come true. My
came to do this kind of work, you know, performing songs like this in the way that you do?
Well, it started out, there was a need for a Johnny Cash tribute artist back a few years ago when he first passed away, and they were really, really rare in the United States. Couldn't find any in Kentucky, so I tried to find someone to do it. I was going to perform the band and then find a lead singer to do Johnny Cash, and I gave up on it. I mean, I had three or four people that tried out. Vocally, they could do pretty good, but just couldn't make them dress the way they should dress. You know, they'd show up and this and that and something else. I just got fed up with it and started doing it myself. Just started training on his voice myself. Of course, when I was a little younger, my voice was a little bit higher, too.
Uh-huh.
And so it helps as getting older, you know, how your voice goes when it gets a little bit lower.
Well, I'm going to start out walking, just you wait and see. Big mouth woman,
you're a long-legged guitar picking man.
Yeah, oh, we can work this out. Yes, ma'am, I think we can. Well, I bought you the whole diamond, hoping that would shut your mouth.
Am I gonna wear it if I gotta hide it out?
Oh, you big mouth woman. Work this out, yes ma'am, I think we can.
bought you a first class ticket on a luxury liner cruise.
I got out on that ocean, looked around, and there was
you. Oh, you big mouth woman.
You a long legged guitar picking man.
Well, we can work this out. Yes, ma'am, I think we can. You know I can't take you anywhere. You ain't nothing but a big mouth woman. You know that?
You a long-legged guitar picking man.
What would you call, Ralph, the golden age of country? What is the sort of time period?
60s, some 70s, probably the 60s, just like rock and roll. There's, with country music and rock and roll, 60s was the decade.
You know, it's interesting, right, that rock and roll and country had sort of that commonality. And it's interesting, too, to me that in many ways, I guess this is debatable, a very important age of jazz, mm-hmm. too, came, you know, in that late 50s and early 60s. It was a pretty rich time.
Certainly.
Musically.
Yep.
Have you always played with this configuration of players?
Yeah, I've always pretty much stuck to classic country, or, mm-hmm. you know, we've done some classic rock as well, like Creedence Clearwater Revival. We've done Roy Orbison shows, you know, that type of rock and roll, sticking with the classic stuff.
When you go out and play, what would you say are a couple of the most requested classic country songs that people ask for?
Well, it'd probably be between Johnny Cash and Conway Twitty, and I guess some George Jones, too. I don't do much George, but...
How come you don't do much George Jones?
I don't sound as much like him as I'd like to. I can do fairly well at it, but I don't satisfy myself, so I don't do much of it.
When you were a little kid, were you able to sort of mimic the voices of some of your favorite pop singers, or is that something that you developed as you got older?
No, I was kind of like Glenn Campbell. I started off strictly musician for many, many years and got into singing maybe about 15 years ago or so.
Tell us about your musical training, about your guitar playing. A great country guitar player. You got those great licks.
When I was a young man, beginning teenager, I learned mostly by watching TV. We didn't have a tape player or
YouTube.
We'd have vinyl records, but you'd just wear that needle out, you know, try to go back and catch
right.
a couple of licks. But I'd listen to it and get it in my head, then I'd watch TV, because if you notice a guitarist and watch where he plays it at on the guitar, the particular riff or neck, no matter what you do, there's only about four places throughout the guitar neck that it can be played at.
Uh-huh.
So if you find out where it's at, then it gets you closer, you know.
Trying to keep his courage up by applying booze. Talked small, when they talked it all, they both knew what they wanted. Something need to talk about it. They were old enough to talk it out and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess you'll do." Third grade romance, no red rendezvous. He said, "I'll even tell you that I love you if you want me to." Drove to the family inn. Didn't even have to pretend she didn't know what for. He went to the desk and made his request while she waited outside. He came back with the key. She said, give it to me, I'll unlock the door. Kitchen kept saying, never done this kind of thing before. Have you?
Glenn Campbell, I imagine you have some stories to tell about a lot of these artists that we don't know.
Well, he came to Los Angeles originally as about 20 years old or so as a guitar player. Altogether, he recorded, guitar works on 587 records. Everybody from the Beach Boys to Rick Nelson and, I mean, you name it.
Oh, with his Wrecking Crew.
Right, he was
right.
Part of the original Wrecking Crew. That's correct.
Who else was in that band?
No, they're pretty much obscure musicians. I mean, their names are not really well known, but they're, you know, what they played is amazing. They were amazing musicians.
They're sort of like the rock or country version of some of the Stax bands, right? That backed up all those Stax Volt albums. That's a pretty amazing story. And then in his later life. Maybe some of the later songs that Glenn wrote. Was that one of the...
He didn't write much, but Rhinestone Cowboy was his biggest selling record of all time. And that was like in the 70s, I believe.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow in the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over. Taking the train that's taking the long way. And I dream of the things I'll do with the subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining. Like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over the phone. Like a rhinestone cowboy.
probably the last 20 years, my favorite guitar picker is a fellow, his name is Brent Mason. He just plays on all the hits, the classic country hits especially. You know, he's the one that came up with... He does all of Alan Jackson's work. He does all of Brooks and Dunn's work, Shania Twain's. He's on all of their records. I guess he's the only one they'll let play
on.
Yeah,
right.
But every time I hear a new record come out, if he's on it, I'll instantly recognize him because, I don't know, he just has a style.
Somebody's out there carrying on the tradition. Young guy?
He was probably in his 20s when he came to Nashville. He's probably 40-something now.
Okay.
But he's not... He's relatively young, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Young
pretty...
compared to me, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So some of the other sounds that you guys try to capture as a group that are sort of the classic country sounds, we heard your shuffle back there, which was just awesome. That's Bobby Holman back there playing the drums. What about on the piano, Nathan? This is Nathan Bowman, who's here on the two-level piano.
Oh, well, thank you so much, yeah.
What are a couple of sort of classic country sounds that you try to draw from when you're playing some of this music with Ralph?
Well, so there's a lot of influences that country music has. It draws off of blues, it draws off of gospel, has a lot of influence, and the country piano player that everybody thinks of is Floyd Kramer, and he does that slip stuff. But with country piano, the other thing you got to do is, I'm not the focus. I'm a texture and a fill, and you know if it's not there, but you only notice if I'm actually playing, if I'm doing my job right, sometimes. Most of the time, you're not hearing me, you're hearing the guitar, the drums, you're hearing the singers, and I'm staying out of the way, and just kind of keeping a rhythm, which if you listen, is the same as a banjo picker roll would be.
Oh,
that's
cool.
It's the same roll that a dinga 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 would be.
Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall, lay it soft against your skin like a shadow on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Ralph Curtis and the Nashville Impostors, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.